Proverbs 11:19 says, "As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death." That is a truth that most of us would agree is pretty evident. Just looking around at those in our own lives, among our own family, friends, and acquaintances, we can see that those who live for the Lord in obedience to His Word fare much better than those who live in rebellion against God and reject Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But if you take time to look at the world at large and step outside of your own personal experience and circles of influence, you'll see that this proverb looms large over humanity. As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. Such a basic truth, but it's rejected by the mass majority of human beings who have ever lived. And a growing number pursue evil not only to his or her own death, but to the point of self-murder. Suicide. Around the world and in America, suicide is becoming the leading cause of death. And what the fake news media will not tell you is that as culture becomes more anti-Christian and more sodomite, these numbers continue to skyrocket. You can do your own internet search on duckduckgo.com and you'll find clear evidence of this growing trend as the world goes further away from God. Every 40 seconds on average, someone commits suicide on planet Earth, according to the World Health Organization. Not an organization I trust in most areas, and even in this, I think that this is a lowball estimate. Last year, the WHO, the World Health Organization, it called for bans on certain pesticides to curb suicide. Not for environmental reasons, but people are using these very strong pesticides to kill themselves. In America, suicide is now the second leading cause of death among teenagers. Our schools and news media are infecting our young people with Darwinian evolution, meaning there's no real purpose to life, and then infecting them with the sodomite philosophy. And the result? Death. Just one example around the world, in Fiji, as the homosexual population continues to increase and the Christian church in that area goes more and more apostate, suicide is now the leading cause of death. Fiji, supposed to be paradise. And many who pursue evil and self-destruct do so over years and even decades of self-abuse, so they don't end up in the statistics. I was just informed yesterday of a man I grew up with in my hometown who had rejected Christ as a teenager, and he spent his entire life pursuing evil, and now he's dead. He's my age, but the last time I saw him, he looked like he was fit for a nursing home. What can we do? Well, the answer isn't nothing, but we also must face the reality that we cannot change people. Only God can do that, and the person needing change must repent toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, or any change we see will be surface level and almost always temporary and inconsistent at best. So what can we do? Make sure we're a good example, as righteousness tendeth to life. If you'll remain close to Jesus and walk with Him daily, pursuing righteousness, then you'll at least serve as a good example. Ultimately, the only person you can control is the one you see in the mirror, and that's the only person you're actually responsible for. But like Noah, he got on the boat with nobody but his family. The entire world was destroyed. We have to be committed to following God even if the rest of the world follows the devil. We're not even really sure how committed his family was beyond their faithfulness to Noah. They stuck with him and got on the ark. So be Noah to your family and loved ones. Be that guy that if someone follows you, they end up in the ark of safety and on a path that tendeth to life. Because if they follow you, they'll be on the path of righteousness that leads to Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life.